2 Timothy chapter 3. And know this, that in the last days difficult times will set in, for men will be selfish, money-loving, braggarts, arrogant, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, lacking natural affection, implacable, slanderous, intemperate, wild, despisers of good, traitors, reckless, crazed, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but having denied the power of it. From these also turn away. For among them are those who slip into houses and captivate silly women, who are loaded with sins and led along by various desires, always learning, but never able to come to acknowledgement of the truth. And in the way in which Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also are resisting the truth, being men of depraved mind, unfit in respect of the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be evident to all, as was that of the above mentioned. But you have closely followed my doctrine, way of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings such as happened to me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. But I endured such persecutions, and the Lord rescued me from them all. Now all who wish to live in a godly way in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, and wicked men and cheats will go on from bad to worse, leading astray and going astray. But you remain in those things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you learned them. And from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise in salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every Scripture is inspired by God, and is useful for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be competent, fully equipped for every good work.